As those record floods push down from Cedar Rapids in Iowa City, communities along the Mississippi River are mobilizing against the rising water. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has this from Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington was a major riverboat port and rail hub. It's the Burlington in Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway. And judging by all the cool old buildings downtown, the place had a heyday sometime in the 1800s. But the people here have a fresh community spirit. As water creeps past sandbags, up the street, and pushes up under the manhole cover, volunteers like Brian Japson sandbag one of Burlington's downtown banks.
If you don't feel like you have to, shame on you. That's why. There's volunteer in everybody, deep down. And everybody needs to help out when it's something this big.
The enormous flowing mass of the Mississippi River, a huge, flat, swift slab, is causing even more trouble on the opposite shore in Illinois. Orange dump trucks dart between heavy loaders and farm tractors to heap sand for a makeshift levee. It's the third attempt to stop the Mississippi from flooding humble little Gladstone, Illinois. The levee failed nearby, and the Mississippi has reclaimed tens of thousands of acres of its old territory. Now it's coming for the town. Like others here helping out, Gladstone resident Darlene Manis has learned how to contain the river from working past floods.
We thought we was covered, and then when we came over to put some sandbags over here and some more plastic, we realized it's not going to hold at all. So the best and the quickest way to take care of that is just to build a whole new levee out front.
While hundreds of volunteers toil on several fronts, Naoma Lightfoot takes a little time to smell the flowers in her yard. She fears that churning sewage and chemical-laden floodwaters will soon destroy her cheery garden.
It just makes you feel good. It gives you, it's like therapy. You know, you want to be here, and if the levee holds, we could do repainting. I mean, this is the time to do stuff to your house because it's empty. It's totally empty.
She and her husband emptied the house and moved all their furniture to a place in Burlington. They know how to handle floods. Their place, the home where her husband grew up in, isn't a quarter mile from the levee, and it's flooded before, when they were newlyweds in 1965 and again in 1993. Flood insurance is too expensive for these farmers.
If the levee doesn't hold and our house is destroyed, I told my husband I'm not coming back. Because it is a horrible mess to come back to.
Suddenly, the orange dump trucks begin speeding past Lightfoot's house, turning and backing toward the levee. The river is just inches from spilling over, ripping a gash in the levee and crashing like a runaway freight train into Lightfoot's house. Shane Larson with the Illinois Department of Transportation calls in reinforcements.
Spare me one or two tracks. All right, I need them as fast as they can get here.
You can't better tell Pat she better get all of her trucks.
Tell them, bring sand with them.
Yeah. Kurt?
I mean, it's coming up fast. Okay. Right.
Lightfoot leaves with her dog, and the levee protecting her place holds, at least through the evening. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Burlington, Iowa.
There's been lots of damage in Iowa, in cities and on farms. We have images from those flooded areas at npr.org.